Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Feal. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Mason. Batting second, the right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Feal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Mason goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive towards third. Feal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by Hart. Bonds fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bonds. Jones moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0 for 1 in the game. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mason hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. Bonds throws the ball into Mason, who relays the ball to Davenport, who tags Clendenon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. McCovey throws to Lanier, who throws back to McCovey, who tags Dyer for the double play. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Field fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0 for 2 in the game. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mason reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Burton now playing right field. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-2 in the game. McAndrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-2 in the game. Barton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lanier moves to third. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0-for-3 in the game. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson bunts towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Mason moves to second. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-3 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a pop-up towards third. Field settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jerry Grote now catching. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindsay strikes out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Bobby Feel. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball towards center. Bonds catches it and throws to home to double up Harrelson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. Berta takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berta moves to second. Ron Taylor now pitching. Dave Marshall pinch runs for Bob Berta. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 4 in the game. Bonds is walked intentionally. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 4 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Marshall scores. McCovey moves to third. Bonds moves to second. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.